You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. Everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is Thursday, June 3rd, 2021. I hope you and yours are all doing well, and you are serving or being served, however you need it, okay? Before we get started, a couple of things. First of all, the Hierarchy Unequals bracelet has shipped for those who purchased it in the first wave. It is on its way to me. I'm having them send it to me, and then I'm going to mail it myself personally. I'm not going to include any foreign substances, so don't worry about it. I can't even imagine. Who wants faggot substances anyway? Not me. I don't even want them for myself, see? So why would I give it to you? What am I talking about? Anyway, and you may have noticed there's a couple of, I just want to say Sir Titus is back on the website. After being in the military, he's back out among the populace and already using faggots mercilessly as he does. I'm very excited, though, because he's going to be taking on an official role on the website. He was always kind of an unofficial presence on the website before, a couple of years ago. It's been a couple of years. It's, for me, it's amazing. During my time with the website, he's been an incredible force of nature in my life, and he's a deep thinker on top of it. Not only is he a primal man, but he is also a philosopher about faggots and alphas and hierarchy, and he is a true master of manipulation and ownership of faggots. And so I've missed him. And when he left for the military, I thought I would never hear from him again. And having him back in my life again and back into the life of the site is really invigorating to me and inspirational to me. So I welcome him with open arms. And I say this because I just posted possibly one of the hottest true life experiences that he gave to me in one of our initial conversations that I'm sharing with you. And it's super fucking hot, okay? And it's full of whatever it is about alphas that it makes them so confident and so powerful for faggots, you know. It's full of that, okay? And so it's like that story that he told me is like faggot catnip. It's fagnip, okay? I should make like something called fagnip and sell it. I don't know what that would be. It'd probably just be like a bottle of like alpha pubes and toenails and piss. I don't know, and cum. I don't know what it would be, but that's fagnip, okay? Coming soon to a store near you. Anyway, so look for that post. It's on the website. I totally tell you, you must read it. It's just jaw-dropping. And that's about all the site news I've got. Okay, so I wanted to talk a little bit about, I've been kind of wanting to talk about this, kind of a thing about alphas owning faggots, okay? And really this doesn't have to necessarily refer to ownership, but I had come up with this term in my head thinking about this, about what the quality is, the kind of, I guess, the sweet spot, we might call it, where alphas get the maximum leverage over a faggot and gets the maximum service and loyalty, etc., out of a faggot. And I came up with the term firm benevolence, okay, to describe what I had in my head. And I kind of tossed it by an alpha during a conversation, and he came up with the term strict benevolence, which I like even better. And they're kind of the same term. I just like his term better. So I'm stealing it. Okay. Thank you, sir, for your help, by the way, if you're listening. So, but strict benevolence is, I consider it to be the sweet spot for faggot ownership. And I guess I'm going to try to explain what it kind of means. It's, I think the term probably describes it, but I just kind of want to, you know how I am. I like to, like, hammer it out. So, not like that. Anyway, what it means is, I mean, the term benevolence, if we think about the term benevolence, it refers to, it's a quality that is often attributed to God, right? This sort of overwhelming power, but it's a power that is patient and kind in a way. I mean, kind is kind of a strange term to use for it, but it's something that kind of describes powerful forces like God, who could destroy you, but chooses not to destroy you, but instead is patient and encouraging and kind, etc. But the strict part is in there as well, right? So an alpha is superior to a faggot, okay? I think we can all agree on that part. And he is essentially the alpha is essentially a faggot's god. And he can control all things, the alpha does. But he gives the faggot a true master, a true, you know, what I consider to be an optimal faggot owner, okay, is one that is benevolent toward his faggot. He allows the faggot to express itself in some ways, or he gives the faggot room to be like a dog has a certain autonomy, right? With a man. Well, a faggot with a benevolent owner has a certain autonomy, you know. Otherwise, if you just have a faggot chained to a wall and that's it, you know, that's not benevolence, you know. You know, an alpha who allows his faggot to express itself, express feelings of love or devotion freely, not demanded, right? Just to be able to express itself, or gratitude, or if a faggot has a thought about something that it's confused by, that it can approach its owner without fear of retribution. That's the kind of benevolence we're talking about. But that strict part kind of also sets a limit to benevolence. And so, because when a faggot doesn't have direction from a man, the faggot becomes, the faggot loses its way, and it forgets what it actually is supposed to be. And I have seen this happen, you know, many times, where a faggot is not given, you know, strict enough guidelines or limits to its behavior. And the faggot begins to get rebellious, I guess, is the term. You know, like it begins to think that it's equal to a man, or that it has certain rights that a man has, either in the household, if it's a live-in faggot, or just in a general sense. And so the strict part sets boundaries. And it's exactly the same way as a man would train a dog. A man and a dog, the man-dog analogy is the perfect analogy for what I consider to be the optimal relationship between an alpha and his faggot. They're the same. They should be the same thing. And I think it really would be useful for alphas to, if they are owning a faggot, or they want to own a faggot, to really think about what it's like to own a dog. And, you know, I think most men probably love dogs, you know, and they love owning dogs more so than cats usually, right? So I think the dog analogy can be a useful tool for alphas to really check themselves about how they're treating their faggots. Because if a man can take the time to train a dog and, you know, impose limits on a dog, you know, you're going to stay in the yard, you're going to go outside to go to the bathroom, etc. You know, you're going to impose those limits and train the dog. But also, you show the dog affection or kindness, whatever. And there's a benevolence there. And that mixture there cements a relationship. It's still a master animal relationship, but it's a relationship nonetheless. It could be defined as strict benevolence. That kind of relationship is optimal for an alpha and his faggot. It's the optimal way if you really want the best service from your faggot. Treat your faggot like that faggot is your dog. Treat it with strict benevolence. I think there are way too many alphas out there who think that violence is the way you train a faggot, or that you get the best service out of a faggot by beating it, hurting it, degrading it, making it feel like trash, you know, hurting it emotionally or mentally or physically. And I've even seen some pictures in the last couple of days of faggots who were beaten hideously, horribly scarred up, bruised, just awful looking. And that might inspire a faggot to be afraid, but that's not the way to truly own a faggot. that's a way for you to feel like a big man or something, or, you know, I don't know. I think small men beat faggots. I think small men harm faggots or degrade faggots. I think men who are lucky enough to be the owner of a faggot and he mistreats that faggot, I think that man should not be served anymore. That's what I think. Now, I've been lucky enough to be owned by some tremendous alphas, really kind men in a way to me. And these alphas were strict, benevolent owners of me. And that's kind of formed my worldview as a faggot today. And it's a kind of ownership that I've always tried to espouse on the website. I still see way too many alphas making this terrible mistake they don't treat their faggots properly. You know, you don't have, you know, would you beat your dog like that? I mean, would you kick your dog? Would you starve your dog? Would you, you know, would you make your dog eat your shit? You know what I'm saying? Like, these kind of cruel things that alphas do, they might get a fearful reaction, but they might get some service out of it. But they're not building anything. They're not using their alphahood in a productive way. Alphas can own the world. They can own a world of faggots. They can have a kingdom of faggots serving them. They can have anything they want from a faggot or faggots if they practice strict benevolence, where they build loyalty, where these faggots would crawl over broken glass just to kiss their feet. That is true ownership. That is true power. Not beating a faggot that's weaker than you. That doesn't make you a big man. It doesn't make you powerful. It makes you weak, in my opinion. So I guess what I'm trying to get at, I don't mean to get kind of angry, but I just, those images that I've seen here recently have really bothered me. So forgive me. But I'm just trying to reach out to the reasonable part of the men in my audience, the alphas in my audience, trying to reach the reasonable part in their brain and have them think about what you can do versus what you should do and which course is better. Because I promise you, to all the alphas out there that own faggots, I promise you, your faggot wants nothing more than your happiness. It wants nothing more than to be pleasing to you. It wants nothing more than to be able to give the best parts of itself to you. It's surrendering itself to you. It's submitting to you. It's trusting you. What are you going to do with that? I mean, it's something to think about, really, you know. It would be like being given the most beautiful crystal vase, you know, or like a statue made of glass and you just shatter it on the ground. I mean, that's worthless, you know. A faggot is a dog to you. It depends on you for life and for guidance, etc. So treat that as something that's valuable, because it is valuable. And I think you will find that not only will you receive the best service, maybe the service that you feel you deserve, but you'll also find that ownership of a faggot will be much more rewarding to you personally as a man. You know, so. Anyway, I hope I made that point clear enough. And I hope I've inspired some alphas out there to rethink how they look at faggot ownership. I know some of you are not going to get it, but there are some out there that are going to rethink it. And that's all that matters. So, anyway, well, that's all I got really for today. I hope you have some great plans for the weekend, and be safe and be good to people. And I love you. Bye.